and it catches all that water off the roof and runs on around down the cistern.
It has a slant towards the cistern?
Huh? Yeah, it always got a slant towards the cistern, so it'll run out, so you run in there.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
close the door?
Okay. Or another word you could use.
Another word?
Besides close, you could say.
Shut the door.
Okay. And what would you call a little building you could have for storing wood?
I wouldn't call it a storeroom.
Mm-hmm.
Storeroom, so.
You used to have a wood stove, a cook stove? Where'd you keep the wood you'd burn in that?
We'd keep it we'd buy it by the card.
Uh-huh.
And card of wood, and then I used to have to cut it up in stove wood lengths with an axe.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it in as it needed it, and had a box sitting by the stove and put it in there.
You know, on the stove, the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney, you call that the
stove pipe.
What does the stove pipe fit in?
Into the flue.
Mm-hmm.
They call that a flue. The brick flue is built up, see?
Mm-hmm.
And your stove pipe goes into that flue.
Mm-hmm.
That's a flue, they call it. Kitchen flue. Huh? For the kitchen flue.
Uh-huh. People around here, if you burn coal, what would you use to carry coal in?
Well, they had a scuttle, they called it, coal scuttle.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a bucket like.
How's it different from a bucket? Was it a different shape?
Yeah, it's a different shape. It kind of round and kind of had a nose on like that, you know. You put in the stove,
mm-hmm.
fit in the stove door, and pour the coal in, see.
Where did y'all keep tools?
Huh?
Where did y'all keep tools?
How'd we keep cool?
Tools?
Uh-huh. Oh, kept them. We had what they call, we had tool boxes. It was about that long and about that wide and about that deep. Long enough to keep our saws in, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we would keep them locked all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a tool shed or tool house? Or?
Yeah. Tool shed. Keep your garden tools and such as that in.
The bigger things?
Yeah. Them days it wasn't like it is now. Them days you could leave stuff anywhere you wanted to and it wouldn't be touched, it wouldn't be stolen. Now you can't leave nothing out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put it, everything you got to put it in a lock and key at night, then steal it.
Have you ever had stuff stolen?
Sure. Had a lawnmower stolen from out of my garage out there here just about 3-4 months ago. Broad daylight. And one time a friend of mine brought me some, he'd been fishing and he brought me some fish. And I wasn't home. Me and my wife was going someplace shopping. And he left them in the garage in his icebox.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got home, he phoned me and I just got home. He told me that he'd left the fish in the garage for me. And I went out there and it was about 12 o'clock and there was 13 fish. There was 11 of them, trout about that size, and two about that size. And a little after 12, I went out there and counted and looked at them, and I came in and we had dinner. And I went back out there to tend to my fish, clean them and tenderloin them and put them down in my deep freeze. And I had the two little ones left. Somebody come in and stole my 11 big fish. That's the kind of thieves they are out here.